We start our third hour. It is a three-hour show. Way back in the day, it started off as a five-hour show. Then it became a four-hour show. Then it became a three-hour show. And I thought to myself, damn, I got this thing wired. Before long, it'll be a two-hour show. Now I'm afraid it's going to be a four-hour show again. Then a five-hour show. Then an eight-hour show. This program is brought to you by Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Rocket Mortgage is with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. You know what's funny? Beefs. Great bounce back beef segment. But even more amusing to me than beefs are beefs about beefs. Beef on beef. Now people are beefing about people's beefs. Service dog person is not happy with that last call. Male nurse guy is not happy with that one beef. It may take Hawk a week to get in here, but he's got some evidence of that. Beefs about beefs. Looking good, Adam. How you feeling? Thank you. Kmart tweets, my beef is with that service dog caller. Some ailments aren't physical. Hashtag D-bag.
Get yourself together and leave your stupid mangy mutt at home.
I don't know, Mike. It seems to me probably if given the their choice and they have their druthers, they'd rather not have a service dog. There's a reason they have a service dog. So because there's a reason, I'm sure they're thankful for that dog, but it's a service dog. It provides a service. Mike is insinuating, not even insinuating, he said it point blank, you're faking it. You don't need that dog. My guess is they do, and they'd rather they didn't. You know, much like calling up and saying, yeah, you're not handicapped. You don't have any issues. You don't deserve that placard. But you walk across the parking lot like the rest of us. Yeah, I bet that person would like to walk across the parking lot like the rest of us. There's a reason why they have that blue placard.
Got that stupid little vest.
Beef on beef. You got that stupid little vet with that stupid little pet. No, it's a service dog. There's a reason. Dear Rome, please tell that moron that bitched about non-physician male healthcare workers wearing scrubs in public that we actually have lives outside of work. What are we supposed to do? Take our scrubs with us to work in a duffel bag and then change back into regular clothing at the end of our workday? Hey, idiot. Sometimes we do stuff like shop at the grocery store or pick up our kids from school or grab a beer or 10 with a friend. Suck it, loser. Mike in Jacksonville. Unwore idiots. Hey, if anybody else wants to beef about the beefs, you go right ahead. I'm trying to think of the, like, how about chopsticks guy from Panda Express? You have any beef with Rex? Because there's a lot of other people who are not unhappy with Rex. As an example, Rome, go ahead. Just read this email on a loop. Rex, Rex, Rex. Unwore Panda Express chopstick guy. We're smoking out the gopher after the panda.
You're Demasio. Not getting out of the express without smoking out
that
gopher.
The first time, Alvin. Why would you re-air something that you ran a guy for, Alvin? Kind of counterintuitive. He's like, and where do you think you are? Geisha House? It's Panda Express. And a few more of those. The Mianopan tweets, rack him, hashtag Rex. Jeff in NoCal tweets, Rex is a freaking genius. Ray in Sherwood tweets, Rex, Rex, Rex. JP Emmett tweets, best Rex call ever. And then a couple of more gopher resets. Anybody else want to come in here and keep it going? 1-800-636-8686. All right, so the news, and there's a lot of bad news, and that bad news can beat you down if you let it. If you let it. But the news is not all bad. For example, Barry Bonds is back in the news. And guess what he's talking about? Barry Bonds. And how unfairly Barry Bonds has been treated. He told The Athletic, quote, "I feel like a ghost. A ghost in a big empty house. Just rattling around." End quote. Well, that's pretty emo. That's pretty dramatic. I picture Barry as some ghost in a big Victorian. Except he's wearing his uniform and his batting gloves and his wristbands and his massive elbow protector and an oversized helmet to fit on top of his gigantic dome. And yeah, it's pretty dramatic. Pretty dramatic from Barry, but not even nearly the most dramatic thing he said in that same interview. Because then he came with this, quote, "My heart, it's broken, really broken," end quote. Damn, Barry's got a broken heart, like big old pity party for one. If you thought the first comment, it is sad. He's got a broken heart, Barry. If you thought that first comment about being a ghost in a big empty house, rattling around, was pretty down and mopey, then you get that, and for a moment, you almost feel sorry for the guy. He's got a broken heart. But then he came with the granddaddy of them all. Quote, "A death sentence. That's what they've given me." End quote. I repeat, a death sentence. Sentenced to death by whom? Who is doing this to you, Barry? And do you really understand what a death sentence is? Death sentence means you will be executed. You will cease to exist. They'll put you in a chair. They'll hit you with a lethal spike. Bam! You dead. I don't see anybody doing that in this case. Unless you're wanting to get really dramatic and metaphorical about it. Like the fact that right about now, nobody even thinks about Barry Bonds these days. I mean, seriously, when was the last time any of you thought about Barry Bonds? Unless your name is Barry Bonds, the answer is probably not anytime recently. And I'm guessing that just about nobody feels badly about that. In fact, there are probably a lot of people who think, yeah, you know what? This sounds about right. This sounds about the way I thought this guy would end up. This feels like fair and just punishment for Bonds. This dude is getting exactly what he deserves. Except Barry was still looking to feel sorry for himself. Quote, "I know what I did out there. I know what I accomplished between those lines. It's outside the lines that I would have done some things different." End quote. Such as what? Like what? I mean, really, what would you change? You mean that part about you injecting yourself to your eyeballs with boroids? Or the part about where you were a grade A jackass to pretty much anybody you came in contact with? And by the way, is all of this because you have not been voted into the Hall of Fame? Is that what this is about? He says it's not. He wants to be clear about that. He says he does not think about it unless he is asked about it. But as long as you bring up the Hall of Fame, he's got a thought on that too. Quote, "If they don't want me, just say you don't want me and be done with it. Just be done with it." End quote. All right, Barry. They don't want you. They can't make that any clearer. They don't want you. And they've told you that every single year since you were eligible. And that feeling that you're feeling, that's not a death sentence. That's the feeling of not being wanted. That's the feeling of what happens when you treat a lot of people like crap and they decide they don't want to deal with you anymore. And let's be clear about something else. It's not just that Bonds cheated. It's that he cheated prolifically and that he was an a-hole to people. Genuinely one of the most unpleasant guys in baseball or in any sport or in any walk of life. He wasn't just not a nice guy. He flaunted the fact that he was a jerk. So it's no wonder people do not want you around. I mean, are you serious with that? Are you really surprised that given how you treated people for as long as you treated people like that, that now it's all come back? And again, it's not just cheating. Think about that for a minute. There have been lots of other guys who cheated, but they found their way back to the game. Alex Rodriguez is a perfect example. Alex Rodriguez cheated. Alex Rodriguez admitted recently he was a buffoon. He paid a much bigger price than Bonds ever did, yet he's back in the game. Not only is he back in the game, he's one of the biggest voices in baseball at this point. And it's because he did not treat people really poorly like Bonds did. Mark McGwire cheated. He admitted it. He owned it. He then went on to become a hitting instructor for years. Bonds was a hitting instructor for a year with the Marlins. And now he claims he's not really looking to do any more of that. Although he does have thoughts about how guys approach hitting these days with the focus on the uppercut swing. He said, quote, "Never in my lifetime would I ever think like that. Never. My dad and Willie Mays would kill me. Like they told me, hit the ball in the air and it takes one guy to get you out. Hit one on the ground and you've got two chances. And mechanically, the uppercut is not the perfect swing. The uppercut is what your body normally does. Trying to keep it straight is harder because now you've got to engage your body, engage your arms, engage your core," end quote. I don't know, Bear, not to get too granular about this, but your dad and Willie Mays would kill you if you took an uppercut. But they were cool with you roiding up and cheating the game. Is that really what you're saying here? And then he shifts into full-on old man mode. Quote, "But I don't blame these guys. If you can hit 220 and strike out 200 times and hit 25 home runs and someone's going to give you $200 million, man, I'm going to hit 220, strike out 200 times, and I'm getting $200 million. When I played, if you hit 220, you ain't in the big leagues," end quote. Of course, because dudes like Dave Kingman didn't last in the majors back in the day. Because guys like Rob Deere were just pure contact hitters who went to the plate every single time just looking to slap it around the yard. Just looking to make that contact. Just looking to put that ball in play. I don't know. Barry Bonds feeling sorry for himself and rattling around like a ghost in an old house is the least surprising thing ever. And again, I'm guessing a lot of people are going to feel like that's a nice, sweet case of karma. But then again, aside from feeling sorry for yourself, what exactly are you looking for? What do you want? You're a guest instructor for the Giants in spring training. The team did retire your number. You are still liked in San Francisco. You're not a total pariah. So what would make you feel like you didn't receive a death sentence? What would make you feel like less of a ghost rattling around in an old house? Because from the sounds of it, that's not about baseball, that's about you. That sounds like somebody looking for purpose. That sounds like somebody looking for meaning. That sounds like somebody who doesn't really have anything meaningful or grounded in their life. It sounds like somebody who realized he cheated his ass off. He ruined an already amazing career where he would have gone to the Hall of Fame, treated almost everybody he came in contact with poorly, and now he's getting the bill for that, and he does not want to pay it. That's what that sounds like. The ghost of Barry. Man, if I've said it once, I've said it a thousand times. America is such an amazingly forgiving nation, especially of celebrities and professional athletes. It's okay to screw up, even cheat. Just own it. Be accountable. Say you're sorry. Mean it when you say it, and people will welcome you back. Look at A-Rod. Almost as big as he ever was. He cheated. Called himself a buffoon. They let him back in the game. Do you remember when Barry hit 715 and there was the dreaded mic glitch? Remember that amazing coinky dink?
The payoff pitch, a swing and a drive.
Thank you.
That's Cambiar. And that's K-A-R-M-A. Wait for it.
I think they have lost Dave's microphone. Barry Bonds has just hit his 715th career home run.
Boy, that was ironic. What a quinky-dink. He breaks the all-time home run record, and nobody hears it? But you did get the horn, though. Nobody can take that from you. You did get the fog horn. We're coming right back. 1-800-636-8686 is the number you want to dial. Open phones. Save big during the Power Torque Tools DIY Day Sale happening right now at O'Reilly Auto Parts. You'll find great deals on socket sets, wrenches, and more. If you're a do-it-yourselfer, you need the right tools for the job, and this is your opportunity. Right now, get a 57-piece quarter-inch drive ratchet socket and bit set. Only $24.99 plus double O rewards points, which means you'll get to your next reward even faster. Stop in and let the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts help you find the tools that you need to get the job done right the first time. But what if you're not close to home when your car breaks down? The professional parts people can still help you. With O'Reilly Auto Parts shop referral program, take the guesswork out of finding a great shop wherever you are. Just call an O'Reilly location near you or visit O'ReillyAuto.com and click Find a Repair Shop to find a reputable repair facility or service center for your repairs. O'Reilly Auto Parts, better prices every day. O'Reilly Auto Parts.
You're listening to the Jim Rome Show.
Dell's semi-annual sale is on with up to 45% off. 45% off business laptops and desktops with Intel Core processors, along with servers and electronics, all with free shipping. Speak to a Dell Technologies advisor at 877-BUY-DELL. That's 877-BUY-DELL. Dell.com/business deals. All right, take a shot. Call me, tweet at me, email me, go to my Facebook page, go to my Instagram page. Got a Jim Rome podcast. Another episode dropping tomorrow. Man, these weeks are flying by. The tour stop is in Buffalo. I have not mentioned that recently. It's on. It is April 11th. Tickets are available. JimRomeWorldTour.com. We haven't had one in about a decade and a half. I'm bringing it back. We're going to do one in Buffalo. That's the first one. Tickets are available April 11th at Shays. It's a beautiful theater. Just go to JimRomeWorldTour.com. JimRomeWorldTour.com. All sorts of tickets are available. We have VIP packages. We have a private party. We've got a signing, lots of different options, pricing options, and ways to go about that. In fact, we are a month out. It's a month from tomorrow. It is April 11th in Buffalo. Jim Rome, worldtour.com. All right, so according to, next topic, according to Insurance Information Institute of America, over 300 million cases of identity theft are filed every single year. According to Jim Rome of America, you can make that 3,000,001 because Tim Lincecum just got his jacked on Twitter. You remember Timmy? He was a force of nature, this guy. Two-time Cy Younger, three-time world champion, four-time All-Star for the San Francisco Giants. I mean, my man was the freak.
Hey, this is the freak.
Dude was the franchise.
Hey, this is the franchise.
Dude was the freaky franchise.
Hey, this is the freaky franchise here.
You know what this dude was? Big time Timmy Jim.
Big time Timmy Jim's office here.
Tim Lincecum.
This is Tim Lincecum.
That dude. You remember that dude? Well, some 25-year-old knob from Stroudsburg, PA, has been masquerading around on Twitter as the 35-year-old pitcher from Bellevue, Washington. And he's been hooking people also. Most recently, this con man pretended to be Lincecum, and he got Baltimore Ravens tight end Hayden Hurst to mail him a bunch of game-worn, signed jerseys under the guise that they'd be auctioned off for charity. And if by auctioned off for charity, he meant auctioned off on eBay for himself, then yes, they were auctioned off for charity. What's truly amazing about this, and actually pretty fascinating, is that the crook decided to go with Tim Lincecum as his decoy. I mean, kind of genius, right? Mostly idiotic, but in small parts, genius. Genius in the sense that Lincecum is extremely offline. In fact, some would call him a recluse, and have. So using him as an avatar for an online scam might be considered smart in the sense that big-time Timmy Jim himself would never see it or hear about it because he's never online. But it's idiotic because somebody close to him probably would. I mean, the guy is baseball's version of Anthony Kim, right? An outright freak with all the swag who just disappeared right off the face of the earth, but will randomly pop up for a second here or there. Or somebody will report a sighting of him here or there. Last time anybody saw Tim Lincecum was when he came back to the yard in a surprise appearance for Bruce Bochy's final game this past September. And I'm not sure the fans were expecting it, because when he was announced, the crowd lost its bleep and gave him a 5-minute standing O. 5-minute standing O. Boch himself had this to say after the game.
Timmy's, you know, he's a tough one to get a hold of. I've tried to text him. I tried to see him in Seattle. And then, of course, when he was announced, that put me over the edge a little bit. And I said, there's no way I'm going to get through this. I've said Timmy is somebody that's really close to my heart. And for him to come down here, pretty big deal for me, because I know he's not a guy that looks to be around.
This is why this guy running around impersonating him is such a moron. Bruce Bochy can't find Tim Lincecum. His manager can't find him anywhere. Can't ring him, can't text him, or at least not get a return text. But Timmy himself is just going to show up on Twitter and start tweeting other athletes asking for things. Oh, okay. I mean, there have been so many articles written about how reclusive this guy is and about how hard it is to find this guy and how people don't have success when looking for him. A reporter from the Bay Area News Group went to his Seattle area home back in 2017, rang the doorbell for a week straight, never got an answer. Obviously, Hayden Hurst didn't know all this. Hayden Hurst was trying to do the right thing. Hayden Hurst was trying to reciprocate and do what athletes do, help each other out for charity. He had no clue that the guy asking for signed gamers is a guy that nobody's been able to find for years outside of that cameo at Boch's final game. However, as I said, Timmy may not know, and maybe somebody really close to him doesn't pick up on it, but Hurst's agent did. Hurst's agent found the signed jerseys, and lo and behold, they were not up for auction for a charity, but they were up for auction on eBay. It's not a very hard trail to find, right? Let's see. Somebody asked my guy for jerseys. It sounds pretty sketchy. Where do we look first? I don't know. eBay? Oh, what do you know? They're all right there. He finds them there a short while later. They tell the cops. They track this perp down 10 months later for some reason and finally got around to arresting him. According to the cops, this scam artist had been using multiple accounts to dupe other athletes into sending him cleats, gloves, balls, hats, picks, and WWE championship belts. All of this while the real Tim Lincecum, I think, his actual Twitter feed, and I say I think because it's non-blue check verified, hasn't had anything live or anything tweeted since 2012. This dude probably thought, man, I got this. This is going to go on forever. Because Lincecum is never going to check to Twitter. Yeah, maybe not, but again, somebody close to him might. Or the guy you're trying to scam may have an idea about sports and know that this guy doesn't come around. And before you know it, the cops did. They came knocking, hit him with charges of identity theft, theft by deception, and unlawful use of a computer. And while I personally know nothing at all about life on the inside, I don't think other inmates look too kindly on unlawful use of a computer. Man, what a month it's been for former Giants pitchers and their double identities. First, you have Madison Bumgarner's out here at the rodeo roping cattle and winning tens of thousands of bucks as Mason Saunders. And now you've got big-time Timmy Jim, a victim of identity theft. What are you going to tell me next? That my guy Brian Wilson was rocking a fake beard? That it was actually glued on? That it was never real? Calling Lincecum a victim might not be the right word here. It's not like he lost anything. There's a real good chance that he's got no clue that I'm even talking about him or that he's even in the news. We may never find the real Timmy L ever again. But you can find the fake one, perhaps, one day soon behind bars in Pennsylvania. Man, what a whack story. Or to quote Brian Wilson, that is some proverbial poo, if I ever heard it.
And we can just shoot the proverbial poo.
I miss my guy, Brian Wilson. I miss my guy, Brian Wilson. We had some classic interviews back in the day.
Let's get weird.
Let's get weird. He was an all-time jungle legend. J-R-I-B legend, jungle legend. Who's next? Where's it all end? Will Clark? Robbie Thompson? Jeff Kent? Rick Rushel? My man JT Snow. JT came to a tour stop way back in the day. In fact, JT Snow was at one of the multi-tour stops when we did three in one day. I think he hit one of those. He kind of stayed to himself a little bit, JT. Weird, man. Everybody's got to work some angle. Everybody's got to work some scam. Maybe you don't do it on a guy who never comes around. Because all of a sudden, that guy's not going to show up on Twitter just thumbing out tweets. You get this. I get some idiots. I hate to even tell the story because it only spurs on other idiots. I get this call one day. Somehow this guy had my digits from an athlete that I know in a million years would never, ever call me. He's like, yo, Jim Rome, this is so-and-so. I want to come on your show. And it's like the biggest red flag ever. Not in a million years would this particular athlete ever do it. If you're going to try and scam somebody or hook somebody, come up with somebody who makes sense. I've done this for 30 years. I've interviewed, 300,000 people. I know who would do the show and who wouldn't do the show, and I know that guy would never call me. Nice try with that. That's the same effect as Tim Lincecum just showing up on Twitter all of a sudden like, hey, yo, what's up? How you doing?
Big time Timmy Jim's office here.
Yeah, that guy. That guy was going to do that. All right, when we come back, they're still open now, the phone lines I'm speaking of. I would love on a random Tuesday in the middle of March to give away a golden ticket. That'd be pretty random and pretty awesome. The only thing better would be to take one away. But those who are in receipt are not calling. It's not too late. Have you seen the Rams' new logo? People have, and they hate it. Everybody hates new logos, but I hate to say it's about the Rams, who I consider a classy organization. You've given people a lot of reason to hate your logo. It's really bad.
I hate it.
And normally he would chase that with, but I love it. Nobody loves that logo. I may hit that when we come back. Stay tuned. Here is Ace. All right, welcome back. Into our very last segment. Good opportunity for you to give me a call. 1-800-636-8686. Hey, indulge me here. You think it would be cool? Would it be all right with you if I went with my own personal beef? I know it's outside the beef segment. And
is
I know the segment.
The beef jerky segment?
It's not really. We already had a great beef segment. Great bounce back beef segment, as I said, coming off last week when the beef segment was not good. I thought that thing maybe finally had run its course. And then he came back strong with one of the best beef segments. I wonder if I can take a moment to beef. Alvin, you're like my cabinet. You check me. Yes or no? Alvin says it's fine. All right, so I wake up to an email this morning. This has got nothing to do with anything. Much like your beefs. And I always tell you that. Hey, Adam, where do you come out on this? You can check me too. Is it all right for me to share a personal beef, or is there something more important here that I should be doing? He's not happy with the phone calls. No offense if you're on hold. All right, so really quickly, a personal beef. There's an email I'm looking at right now, time-stamped 3:30 a.m. And it says, "Dear Jim, thank you for your recent order of insert." I'll leave that out. "Thank you for your recent order of," and if you know me, you know what it is, right? It's something worthless. It's one of my, it's an accessory to a gadget. Know that. How important could it be? I ordered it online. "Thank you for your recent order of insert. I'm very sorry if you have not already been updated with your order." Let me stop right there. Anytime anybody starts a sentence or includes part of a sentence which says, "I'm very sorry if you haven't," assume that we haven't. And I haven't. "I'm very sorry if you have not been already updated with your order. Unfortunately, due to a very high demand, this blank had sold out. And we have saved you a pre-order as advised online. I can confirm we are expecting to ship your order by the end of this week from our next shipment to your address below. Please, can you let us know if the delivery address is not correct at your earliest convenience? Thank you for your time and business. We appreciate your kind patience and await your reply." Reply. "Oh, so you want to confirm my address? Why? So you D-bags can ship me air?" Man, that is so bogus. That is the ultimate D-baggery. If you don't have the product, just slap back order on it. If you don't have the product, just say sold out, delivering in April. Whatever you do, do not sell the product like you have the product in hand. I would never have bought it, man. And the thing that pisses me off so much about that, why it's a beef, it's not the first time it's happened. Man, just be real. Just be truthful. Nobody wants to have a bait and switch like that. I send them an email. I'm like, "That's bad business. I would not have bought your product if I knew you did not have the product in stock. It essentially was an impulse buy. Something I didn't need. Something I probably didn't even want. Until you told me. Until you had my money and then told me you didn't have it." Oh, but you would. As, quote, advised online. Where online? I just went back and I looked for it again. There's nothing online that I can see. Either I'm blind or it's in really small print. That's my beef. If you're a vendor and you're selling something and you don't have it, man, be honest and let everybody know you don't have it. You're sold out. It's on back order. But don't sell it like you have it and then double back with an email. "Hey, by the way, we're sold out. But we'll get it to you as quickly as we can." Tell me that in the beginning. Because then I wouldn't buy it. "Oh, but let me confirm your address." Why? You got nothing to send me, dopes. So you can send me air? That's my beef. Yeah, I kind of like that beef. That's fun. I feel better. Would have felt better if I name checked them, but then I'd look bad for admitting what I bought. And I got what I deserved. 1-800-636. Unless it's like wipes, man, you should have them in stock. You have your telephone number. I'm looking for a telephone call. Let's go to Maine. Why not? Christian in Maine. You made it in, Christian. What's up? Christian.
Thank you, Jim. I'll tell you right now. Jim Rome has got our sports. He's got them right.
Alvin, why did you run him?
I don't like that call. Not a very good call.
You know, I'm being funny, Alvin. Alvin's trying to explain why he ran him. He's like, "Because, dude, it wasn't clear. It was bad singing. He didn't make..." Yeah, I know, Alvin. I know why you ran him. Adam, a word with you for a moment. Christian in Maine Was that Christian playing the guitar himself?
I wouldn't call that playing the guitar. I would call it murdering the guitar. Yes, he had some kind of Fender Squire plugged into a crappy Guitar Center amp, and he was crooning his heart out to you. I believe the lyrics were, Jim Rome is a GD good host. Jim Rome's
got the
sports.
Right.
Jim Rome tells us who has the buckets. And then
he said ducats.
Ducats. Okay.
Ducats.
Yeah. All right. Ducats, buckets. And then he just, you know, we had all had enough.
Not me. I couldn't get enough of that because I'm a GD host and I've got all the ducats.
I had heard it three times because he called in with it a bunch of times.
I thought that guy was like Eddie Van Halen. I thought that guy was like Eric Clapton. What are you talking about, man? My man, he was Jimi Hendrix. Who am I forgetting? You find me a better guitar player than Christian in Maine. I'm sorry, what? He called in how many times?
He called in quite a few times with that. I want to say three or four times. So, and he forgot that I had screened that call multiple times. So I just had to keep listening and listening to it over and over again. And I just wanted to share it with
the world. So if the answer was no four times, why did you all of a sudden say yes?
Oh, because I had had enough, and so I wanted the rest of the world to feel my pain.
I see. Well, nobody can feel your pain. I see you walking around here. Nobody's going to feel that pain. All right, so that was not coherent. That was not lucid. I need somebody who is. Fabian in Los Angeles. Hey, Fabian.
Romy. First and foremost, I apologize for not calling you more often. The only reason I wanted to tell you, did you? I was asking. Oh, I want to congratulate all.
That's not a good call. No. I don't like that call.
Now, Fabian, I'm sure, is enraged right now. The reason I ran him, that was a back to back GD reference. We don't need that.
Okay.
Two calls in a row where somebody went with a GD. We do not need that. Stop. Let's not make it three. Listen, and I don't want you to think that I'm censoring you or blocking you. I'm just blocking you and censoring you from this. There are other places where you can show up. As an example, I'm going to give you a telephone number. Call this number anytime. Either I will pick up, or if I'm busy or I'm on the line, it'll go right to voicemail. If it goes right to voicemail, leave a voicemail. If it's a good voicemail, I will use it on my podcast. Here is your number, 949-385-0447. Put it in your phone. Not only do you have my permission, I'm telling you to do so. Put it in your phone. Put it under Rome, Pimp in the Box, Fan Smack, Jerk, whatever you want. 949-385-0447. 949-385-0447. Stucknut says, Adam Hawk was absolutely right. The cars on hold do suck. Right? Wherever work gets done, Granger is there with the industrial supplies, safety products, and time-saving services that you need to keep your business running smoothly. See for yourself when you visit Granger.com. Granger for the ones who get it done. My thanks to Alohi Gilman, NFL draft prospect. He was great. Elk was tremendous. Luke Walton made a return to the jungle. Once again, that voicemail number, 949-385-0447. Once again, the way to get tour stop tickets in Buffalo, go to JimRomeWorldTour.com. Jim Rome.